Bob.com.
Folks, welcome to What's on Your Mind. Can't wait to find out. Statewide, KFYR, Bismarck, KCJB, Minot, AM 1100, The Flag, Fargo, Moorhead, KTGO in Tioga, Talk Radio in the Bakken, as well as KLTC in Dickinson in the Southern Bakken. I am Scott Hennon. Mark Scoger will be here. We're going to do a little roundup of the news. Bottom of the hour, we'll check the sports. Steve Bakken will join me, and we'll do a preview of the guests and topics we'll tackle. What's on your mind statewide next hour? And it'll get you up to speed on some news headlines. Just find out what is happening. I'm in the Twin Cities today, down here for some meetings. So Mark is back in our Fargo studios and getting ready to tackle some of the stories in the news. Headline in the form has to do with the buyout of the chancellor of the university system, Ham Shavani. I love how these media circles work. You know, so you have media hyperventilating for the resignation of Ham Shavani. And then when it happens, they hyperventilate over the price tag of it. Well, they got what they wished for. You're looking at the form of Fargo-Moorhead. What's the gist of the story? What's the headline, Mark?
The gist of the story is we want to make you as mad as we possibly can about the here is the 24-point black a doomsday headline, Chancellor's buyout reaches nearly 1 million. I mean, it's got to make you angry. It's obviously intended to be provocative. Everything above the fold on the front page of the forum, and then it breaks down his salary and benefits and total compensation by the month, the week, and the day. And, you know, anybody that's on minimum wage to $100,000 a year to two, you know, this is going to, has a tendency to really work on that class hatred kind of a thing, and it's very provocative. This headline is like a Benghazi or a 9/11 headline almost.
Yeah, and yesterday's headline similar: Shavani out, higher ed board buys out contract of North Dakota chancellor. I think it's important that people realize that the in this case the forum got what it wanted. I mean, this is what they were advocating for. This is what then obviously it's a different place. It's their editorial page, you know. So. That just is a fact. Their editorial page asked for his resignation, wanted him out, and they got it, and that comes with a price tag. And what I think people don't understand is, look, in academia, if you're the chancellor of a system and you're interviewed for, you realize you're going to do things that are going to, you know, ruffle feathers, right? So in this case, you come in, you're going to take on system reform. You're going to upset presidents and their supporters. You don't come in and not have protection that says if you fire me, you pay me. So if whether somebody resigns or whether they fired or they're fired or whatever, he resigned in return for his contract being bought out. Okay, otherwise he would not have resigned. They could have fired him and pay him. My point is it's in the contract. So unless you're advocating that they disregard the contract, there's really no option there. Those dollars, every line item you see there is legally obligated to them. And that's pretty much standard fare. By the way, same thing with the presidents. In fact, there's one of the reforms that Ham Shavani wanted to bring in is to say the presidents, if Mark Scogerbo is hired as the president of the University of North Dakota, he's given a three-year contract. After that three-year contract, you're basically hired year to year. So when your contract's up, you know, do I have a job the next year or not? And if the answer is no, basically you're given a 12-month notice. The presidents didn't like that.
I'd like to have a four-year plan.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, most of us in the real world live day to day, right?
That's right.
There are no guarantees, and I think that's why it does ruffle feathers. But my point is if you don't like it, then take it up with academia because that's how that game works.
But when you think of the politics of a massive university system on several different venues and campuses and all of the domain and budgets that everybody's protecting, it's it's got to be a really tough job to marshal all of those conflicting and often competing voices in a big system. Tough job.
It is. A couple other headlines more on the national front. One, Major League Baseball, what is it, 20-some-odd players now fingered in yet another doping scandal. Is this another body blow to Major League Baseball, you think, Mark?
I hope not. I mean, I really believe that most people regard the Twins as really clean, and a lot of teams don't have that image. New York is hated anyway, but Brown, now there you go, Midwest. There's some of these names are pretty shocking, really. It's going to hurt some, but A-Rod is the poster child, and his career might be done because they're talking 100-game suspension. He's already under a cloud.
Yeah, A-Rod's the big name of this latest group, isn't he?
Yeah, and it sounds like the whole purveyor of these drugs is flipping big time on all of these guys. So it's going to be serious, and there's going to be long-term suspensions.
We're checking out some headlines here. What's on your mind coming up between 9 and 11? This is the What's on Your Mind preview show and also a recap of the day's news. And, by the way, Steve Bakken will join me about quarter after. We'll talk about our guests, which will include the attorney, the top law enforcement official, top law enforcement attorney in the state of North Dakota, the president's U.S. attorney, United States attorney, that's the term I'm searching for. That would be Tim Purdon. So Tim will be here, and also Kevin Kramer. More about that coming up in just a little bit. Another story, you know, there's been a lot of brewing scandals out of Washington, D.C., IRS, you know, the AP reporters, records, emails being tapped, James Rosen. And Benghazi's been another one. Benghazi's sort of been taking back seat to the IRS and other scandals, but I wonder how much that's going to come up front and center now that the president needs a new national security advisor, and he's appointing someone that doesn't need congressional approval, and it's Susan Rice, who is probably more.
That was so arrogant, and what he has managed to do is put himself back in the front of the dictator image that he's trying to pretend that he's not. This was arrogant. I mean, Fox played her interview snippets from all five of the Sunday shows that this had something to do with a spontaneous reaction to Cairo and the internet movie, that it was exactly the same. It was absolute bold-faced lie then, as Hicks said. She knew it. And you said the salient thing, Senate doesn't have to approve national security advisor. But this is arrogant. Remember this, in the Constitution, for cases like this, all public employees can be impeached. This one, He is about ready to wake people up about what the power the people really have, because Susan Rice can be impeached right out of his White House.
Yeah, no, exactly right. So anyway, that's I think if we're asking the question, what's on your mind, I'm guessing today is going to be a fairly significant. That's going to be a big national story. It does two things. One, it does smack of arrogance to say, hey, we know that that everybody thinks that she lied and carried our water. She couldn't get the Secretary of State post, so we're going to give her this. It's a lot of arrogance,
right.
But it also will it'll wake up a lot of folks to revisiting that story. So
right.
Anyway, that one's I think going to be.
And one more thing, Scott, the testimony of the Tea Party victims was just riveting and powerful. Very powerful. And three of the Democrats tried to blame them at the same time that, you know, the organization that got Obama in there, Organizing for America, is moving ahead with its application. So the hypocrisy on the left is just off the charts, blaming the victim again. How would that work? You know, they're the ones always say don't blame the victim in a rape case. Well, here America's getting raped and they're blaming the poor people that are getting raped. The hundreds, the party groups gave up. So we wonder why their voice wasn't loud in 2012. 500 of them, as Gretchen said on Fox, were stymied, reduced, didn't even get their status.
Rain and, you know, the impact on agriculture and also potential flooding remains a big story as well. We're looking at more showers today. As I mentioned, I'm down in the Twin Cities. It's raining here. It's raining in Fargo. It's raining in the Patch, and will continue. So, looking at the forecast for the oil patch, there will be sun today, believe it or not, which is kind of nice. So, about until Friday, there's not showers in the forecast in the Patch. So, a little bit of a reprieve there finally after just a ridiculous amount of string of rain. But pretty much everywhere else continues with the showers. And the thunder showers, at least through today. Again, a little bit of a reprieve, it looks like, in the valley tomorrow. But then Friday night, everybody's back into the showers again. A few headlines. We'll tell you more about the weather. Steve Bockett will join me, and we'll preview What's on Your Mind coming up next. With Mark Scogerbowl, I'm Scott Hinnon. Don't touch that dial.
Right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Select Energy Services, an industry leader in innovative and efficient end-to-end water solutions and well site services, is looking for experienced Class A CDL drivers with clean driving records and water hauling experience. At Select, we believe our most valuable assets are the hardworking employees that we are proud to call our team. We offer excellent benefits and competitive wages. To apply, contact our Williston office at 701-875-5500 or visit SelectEnergyServices.com. Select Energy Services, one source for total water solutions.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
GCN listeners have their minds wide open, and open minds are inventive minds. America urgently needs new products and services to grow companies and to create new jobs. I'm Russ Weinzimmer of Russ Weinzimmer & Associates PC, a national law firm helping individuals and small companies across the U.S. As a GCN listener myself, I know this country is in deep trouble, and it's time to take action. Even if you've never worked with a patent attorney before, we will work with you to get strong, strategic protection for your invention. Just contact us for a free consultation to see if you can become a client. We are registered patent attorneys, so all consultations are completely confidential. Just go to strategicpatentlaw.com or call 800-621-3654 for your free consultation. That's 800-621-3654 or go to strategicpatentlaw.com. From your mind to the marketplace.
Preview with Steve Bockett. I'm Scott Hinnon. I'm migraine free today, so back behind the microphone. Apologize for that little hiatus yesterday, and kudos to everybody that helped cover what needed to be covered. Actually, I a little like Lazarus, woke up after taking some migraine meds, and voila, I was better by the noon hour after a little shot. So I had
Admit it, Scott. You screwed up, and you were in trouble with your wife somehow.
Actually, she was the one that was the wizard and found the migraine meds. So she
God
was my nurse.
Her.
Yeah,
God love her.
Yes, and she shouldn't have to be my nurse, for crying out loud. Three kids to raise and a household to run and everything else, but this goes to show you mom's important, most important job, right? Take care of those kids and every once in a while help the hubby out too. So anyway, she did and all is well, and I headed out and had a bunch of meetings down in the Twin Cities here yesterday, and they continued today after the program.
Yes, her most important job, but not her duty. Yes, okay.
Yes, exactly. So later today on What's on Your Mind, we'll begin the program by me asking you what's on your mind. Where are you going to start today?
I'm still thinking about the Shirvani, and I'm still thinking that this rain has got to stop. I was talking to some more farmers, and it's kind of a have and have nots right now. The ranchers are happy, the farmers not so much. They can't get in the fields. It's still too wet. But the good news is, if you ranch, you probably are going to have a hay crop this year. And baseball. What is going on with America's pastime, Scott?
So good and bad in agriculture and Major League Baseball are your two big ones. But what is going on is yet another doping scandal.
No, it's not another one. It's the same one. It's just continuing.
So, this is a big problem.
At my question though is, do the owners who have benefited greatly, going back to Sosa, McGuire, Bonds, they've benefited greatly from the steroid era. It used to be called a decade. Now it's an era because it's extending. Big numbers offensively put butts in the seats. Is it a better game with the PEDs?
What's a PED?
Performance-enhancing drug.
Okay, the steroids.
Yeah, well,
I didn't know we had acronyms
now,
for the
yeah.
You
know, the growth hormone and other things that are more easily masked and actually better than steroids.
Now, what's new here about Alex Rodriguez? Because he previously has admitted using, when he was playing with the Rangers, he'd been part of one of these scandals before, right?
Right.
So, I mean, what's new here? That he continued?
Well, the big thing is, the biggest part of the story, the two big names so far that have come out was, of course, Ryan Braun from the Brewers, who have continued to deny allegations. He was caught last year, the year before, denied the allegations. He did get off but via a technicality. They threw the test out. They wound up having to throw the test out. The results were still positive. But he says it was positive because it was a faulty test. Fine, so be it. Well, his name is one of the big ones that has come up, and it all stems from this clinic down in Florida. Alex Rodriguez is also associated with this clinic. Word is in the sports circles that he was paying them millions of dollars to sit on the information and not let it out. But being that he was previously
sitting on millions of dollars, meaning bribe money?
He was writing them money to keep it all hushed. That's the rumor in sports today. Now, the thing with Alex Rodriguez is, being that he's would be a second-time offender if this comes to fruition, is he would have a 100-game suspension, not a one-game suspension. And coming off that labrum injury to his hip, people are starting to wonder if he'll ever play in a Yankees uniform again.
And by the way, it's 20 other players besides Rodriguez and Brown who allegedly received performance-enhancing drugs. And we know this because of this Biogenesis Clinic co-founder who is cooperating with authorities. And he's the guy that evidently was getting the bucks to be silent about this whole deal. And who's paying him, by the way? Because you've got, not only do you have the scandal of the actual use of the drugs, you have the scandal of the hush money. I mean, this is it's pretty ugly.
You know, the thing in sports is whenever there's an incident like this, it just like politics or anything else, doesn't it always turn out that the cover-up is worse than the crime?
Of course, yes.
That's usually the case.
Exactly right. So anyway, this is one that's rocking the sports world today.
What's on your mind today, Scott?
I'm probably going to talk a little bit about the fact that if you don't like the dollars that are being paid to Ham Shirvani and his buyout, then you ought to consider, you know, in other words, if a president's fired, should they get a buyout? Because chancellors that are hired for jobs like this get contracts that say, hey, if you fire me or I agree to resign, I get paid. That's just the academic world. And, you know, one of the reasons that Ham Shirvani was not liked is he was trying to reform the contract system of North Dakota University system presidents so that after their initial term contract, so if I hire Steve Bakken and I say you're president for 3 years, after the 3 years, what Ham Shirvani wanted to do is say you basically go year to year. I tell you a year in advance whether or not you have a job for another year. So another, you still get a year notice on whether or not your employment's going to end, but you don't get anything more than that. And the presidents didn't like that. That was a big point of contention. My point is, it's just the way the academic world works. So if you sit here and go, you got to be kidding me, they're paying this guy how many dollars to go away, then take it up with the system. And should the presidents be held to that same standard? Should folks in the academic world? And now the argument is, if you reform the system to that degree and say there are no parachutes, there are no buyouts, guess what? Nobody will take the jobs. That's the argument, they say. Or I guess if they take the job, maybe that means they're there for all the right reasons. Not for a golden parachute, but rather to truly...
Shouldn't you take a job as a president of a university for the betterment of the students?
Yes, of course, and they all say they do. But look, it's about show me the
Most
money.
Most teachers aren't in it for the money.
It's a
passion.
All I'm saying is that I don't see any controversy in the payout of Ham Shirvani because all the Board of Higher Ed is doing is legally... fulfilling the contract that they agreed to.
Hey, if you or I get fired from the company we're working for, how much of a notice do we get? Do they tell us a year that, yeah, you're not going to have a job anymore?
No. I mean, but what I'm saying is that's the difference between the academic world and the mm-hmm. private sector. And you don't take a job like chancellor unless you get a golden parachute like that.
It's just business. What about education is not business these days?
So we'll talk about that. We also have Tim Purdon, the U.S. attorney. Kevin Cramer is going to have to postpone till Friday. Usually joins us on Wednesday. And then Captain George Burkle will join us, retired U.S. Air Force veteran, who will be speaking at a big event for Korean and Vietnam vets Saturday in business. Stay tuned.
What's on your mind? With Steve Bakken and Scott Hannon. We'll be right back after these messages.
Here's a really good reason to shop Nelson Auto Center in Fergus Falls. 7 new vehicle brands to choose from on one lot. That means you can take a test drive in a new F-Series truck, then a new Ram, and follow that with a GMC Sierra. What a great way to compare trucks and choose the one you like best and do it all in one stop. Nelson's a great lineup of great cars, vans, and SUVs too. Ford, Lincoln, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram, plus GMC. Nelson Auto Center has them all. Your choice and the best buy always. And we deliver your vehicle free within 300 miles. NelsonFergusFalls.com, exit 54, Fergus Falls.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
It's been way too long since I spilled my confession. My heart has a burden. I hope you
all right, come up with what's on your mind. You tell us what's on your mind. You can do that, by the way, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on our hotline at 855-200-1776. We're going to tackle some of the topics Steve and I just wrestled with here moments ago. We also will have Tim Purdon in, the U.S. attorney, to talk about lottery scams. I got a call from Jamaica the other day. And mysteriously, I had a big check waiting for me. The only reason I even answered the call when I noticed that it was from Jamaica, because you can spot the telemarketers and the crazy calls a mile away, is because I'd heard about these lottery scams. And I said, who in the right mind would send somebody money to get money? It just was so blatantly obvious a scam to me, but I wanted to hear their pitch, and it wasn't very good. It wasn't very good at all. So, you've got a big check. I've got to get it to you, but we need to pay 10% of the check in order to get the check. So I was messing with the guy. I'm like, well, you said I had money coming. Yes, but you had to pay so many dollars to get the money. Well, just take it out of my check. Really messed with him. It's kind of funny. Anyway, also we'll talk with Tim Purdon, the U.S. attorney, about Indian crime and concerns about the spike in crime on the Native American reservations. Tackle those two topics with him. We're going to chat with Captain George Burke, who's a retired U.S. Air Force veteran a Vietnam veteran, plane crash survivor, motivational speaker and author. He's speaking Saturday at the North Dakota Patriot Guard's Korea and Vietnam Veterans Welcome Home Ceremony. So glad they're doing this. It's really a neat deal. I know some legislators were very instrumental in this, too. I know of Betty Grandy and Al Carlson. I'm sure others as well. It'll be at the Bismarck Civic Center marking the 60th anniversary of the end of the Korean War and the 40th anniversary of the end of the Vietnam War. We're normally on Wednesdays chatting with Congressman Kevin Cramer. He is actually postponing it until Friday this week. Ended up with a schedule that didn't agree with him this week to be able to keep his normal Wednesday commitment. We'll chat with some Board of Higher Ed members. Hopefully we have some requests out to chat with them about the change in the North Dakota Chancellor. But most importantly, we ask the question, what's on your mind, and you get to let us know. So put it in your speed dial. We'll crank up that conversation coming up in minutes right here. 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550, 701 258-0550, or again 24/7 on our flag hotlines at 855-200-1776. Mark Scogabro is here back to talk about some sports. Twins played last night. They were doing pretty well. Did they win?
I can't hear him.
I hear you, Mark. Can you not hear me?
I can't. I can hear you now.
You can hear me now. Well, that's good. Because if you can hear me, then you can answer my question.
Oh, you've got a question for me.
I do. I know that the Twins were leading at some point. I don't know whether they won or not at Kansas City last night.
Did the Twins win? They won 2 shutouts in a row. Samuel Deduno pitched like a champ, and so did the bullpen. And Domet gets another home run. He had a clinic. He went deep in the count five times. Just a beautiful game for Minnesota. Willingham gets a homer. Morneau got two hits. Domet got two hits. Two runs batted in. They're looking good.
Creeping up the standings as well in the process of putting a few wins together here, aren't they?
They sure are. Detroit won, but Cleveland lost. So we're 4.5 games behind Detroit still, but we put some distance between us and Chicago in fourth place, who's now 6.5 games behind Detroit, two behind us, and Kansas City. Of course, now we're 3 ahead of them, and we've got two more games with them at Kauffman Field. They were showing the beautiful fountains there last night, and the Twins are really playing great. They have won 7 out of their last 8 games, folks.
Pretty amazing. And their last 10, I guess they'd be 8-2, wouldn't they?
Something like that. I think it is, 8-2.
They're on a hot streak.
Right. Yeah. Of course, I have to be fair and say before that, they lost 10 in a row. So,
well, but chronicled in this particular segment of the program. How about the Red Hawks?
Red Hawks were ahead. They scored 4 runs in the fourth. Rain slowed them down. So tonight, people get to go and see the rest of that game and another game, a 7-inning kind of a, what you might call a truncated doubleheader. And in the Common Sense Club in the second hour, we're going to give away 2 pairs of tickets to tonight's game, so they get 2 for the price of 1. They're playing great.
Did you just hear that, folks? Mark Skogerbo later today will be giving away free tickets.
Free tickets to the Red Hawks. But you got to be, because it's for tonight's game, you'll have to be within, 5,000 or 6,000 miles of our studio to be able to pick them up in time.
In addition to joining me each day to meander through the headlines and tell us about the sports, Mark is also the host of the Common Sense Club, which you hear for 3 hours later today on this very radio station. So you can't go wrong. If you stay tuned and check that out, that's beautiful. All right, so Twins win, Red Hawks win.
Hawks were ahead. They were ahead, so they get a chance to win 2 tonight.
I got it.
Chicago lost, so they're still ahead 2-1.
Was it rain or was it dark when it was called?
It was messy. It was wet fields. They suspended it, but they're going to have a complete 9-inning game of the one that was suspended in the fourth, and then a 7-inning game to double it up tonight if the weather helps. And we got a chance at decent weather this evening.
Beautiful. What else is on your mind sports-wise besides this Major League Baseball scandal? Is that
we got to spend some time with A-Rod and that whole thing. And they're talking about all kinds of tremendous hype as we're going into the championship series in basketball, San Antonio versus King James, a lot of people are saying, hey, Miami is really putting it together. They're focused at the right time. 10-day rest for San Antonio. These old guys might get sleepy and lethargic. I don't know. I'll tell you what, the Spurs will be ready. They know all about how their bodies feel after all these years. They got some old pros and some young legs. It's going to be a good game, good contest.
All right. What else? Anything else you have in your mind?
I feel bad. I like Federer. I think he's a classy guy. He is on the downside of his career. He failed in the quarterfinals in the French Open. And, that kind of makes me sad. At one point, he was one of the 2 or 3 best players in the history of tennis. And it's sad to see him go.
Where do you think this, back to the baseball scandal that's sort of gripping the news headlines, where do you think this goes? So this have some legs? Is this going to last?
This one is, I think this is really serious. I personally think A-Rod is done. He has been so stigmatized on so many levels, plus he's been dealing with injuries, and if they get the 100-game suspension, that's going to put him, it's going to finish off this year. It's going to, the people in New York have got to start saying, really? Isn't this enough? I don't know. I think
isn't the 50-game suspension a first offense penalty?
Yeah, but the league is apparently they have the option. See, there's some cloud about first offense for this particular group of doping, but A-Rod is not clean from steroids. You know, he's just not clean there either. So he's got the whole stigma from the past.
Yeah, because he admitted using them in the past, didn't he?
Right. I think that's why they're going with this, talking about the 100-game suspension.
Well, why, if he has admitted using before, didn't he get the 50-game suspension then?
I don't know. I don't understand. I know that part, many people feel that Major League Baseball has been wrong on two major levels. One, the rich teams can buy anything. There's no sharing of revenue to speak of compared to football and other sports. You know, so the Yankees can buy everybody and Boston. And then on the other hand, they haven't been nearly aggressive enough in keeping drug abuse down. It's just, the credibility of a league, they have to stand up and be decisive to not let this hurt, you know, hurt attendance, hurt interest.
Black Sox is what it reminds me of.
That's what it feels like, doesn't it? Yeah.
It does. Yeah.
It's not sad. Good. Very sad, because when you think about the context of the thousands of people that play in professional sports, the young people are even playing here for the Fargo Redhawks, you know, all of the professional athletes, and here you got 20 of them that are really contaminate the whole sport. It's sad. So I think that kind of thinking might lead to some pretty intense sanctions. And, I hope they settle it decisively and soon and we can play ball.
Switching gears for a moment, we were chatting earlier, and a letter to the editor caught your attention yesterday. It actually was a regular letter to the editor. It was just featured in a position that made it look like it was more of a, I guess, a guest editorial, but as I read it here, it's just a letter to the editor from a West Fargo resident that is critical of Kevin Kramer. Julie Sandvig is her name. What did you make of the letter?
Made me very sad because
his headline, it says, as preacher or congressman, Kramer does not measure up.
Right. As preacher and congressman, Kramer does not measure up. You know, I've been on the stage with him in tea parties. I've known him since 1995. This is a compassionate man. Yes, he's afraid of the judgment of God. He does believe in good and evil, and he does believe that the culture of death has led to a higher incidence of suicide, and he has been opposed to abortion from the beginning. But he is a loving man, and he believes in the grace side of the equation as well as the law. The problem is so many of modern theologians don't understand that guilt can lead you to the cross, to repentance, to happiness, to peace. And but this, she really tipped her hand when she talked about being judgmental of people, you know, saying that the people that decided the Roe v. Wade decision, are they in hell, you know? So you could see that her acts were basically pro-abortion.
And she talks about a time when Kevin Kramer was a pastor at a church in Kindred,
North Dakota. Church, and it made her, and she said it made her feel guilty. Well, you know, I wish she would have talked to Kevin then, and maybe his theology has evolved. I don't know, but the Kevin Kramer I have known for 18 years is a compassionate, thoughtful, wise, godly man.
And there is an effort out there, because Kevin is unafraid to talk about his faith and put that front and center. There's an effort out there which really makes some people uncomfortable when you're in the political world and you're unafraid of your faith to... you know, makes them quite uncomfortable. So there is an effort out there to, you know, tarnish Kevin Kramer. So be aware of it, and that's what this effort is part of. Anyway, I know you wanted to weigh in on that. Mark, thanks for the commentary.
Yep, thank you, sir.
More coming up on the What's on Your Mind preview show straight ahead. I'm Scott Hinnon. Don't touch that dial.
When Nessa Consulting Service speaks, anyone doing business in the Bakken listens. We're chatting today with Kathy Nessa of Nessa Consulting Service. Kathy, let's talk a little bit about what you do differently. Training tomorrow's experts in the Bakken.
My thing is that I work with geologists, mudloggers, individuals, and I train them myself. I started doing this work back in 1979 as a mudlogger. My specialty is that I take my knowledge and I train our workers to Nessa Consulting standards. And that standard is what separates us from other mudloggers and other geologists working the basin. It's people that are trained specifically to Western North Dakota, Williston Basin geology. So that is our specialty, even though we step out into other basins. This is really our hands-on specialty. The other thing is that I focus primarily on young people to contract and work for NESA Consulting Service from the northern tier. So we want people who are comfortable, know how to drive safely in North Dakota. So that is really our focus.
To find out more, go to NESAConsulting.com or call 701-664-1492.
I want to tell you about a North Dakota product that gets rid of odors, the bad smells. This product is out of Zeeland, North Dakota. Daryl, tell us about odor medicine. What kind of smells can it destroy?
What odor medicine does, it destroys the odor molecule. Basically, you can kill skunk smell, cat urine. You can mold, musty smells. If you got a camper that had a refrigerator that went out that's got a stinky smell in the refrigerator, it'll destroy the odor in that refrigerator permanently. And that's what it does. It basically destroys the odor so the odor will not come back. We give a 100% guarantee that smell ever comes back. Call us up or refund your money.
The stench of rotting meat in a freezer that lost power. Think of that. That odor destroyed. If you go to getridofsmellnow.com, use the promo code Scott, get 10% off your order, plus free priority shipping. Getridofsmellnow.com, 100% money back guarantee. You can't beat it. And it's North Dakota made.
Hi, I'm Steve Shank, founder of eFoods Direct. Right now, we have a huge number of Americans that are in serious trouble right smack dab in the middle of the Oklahoma disasters. I know that thousands of you, like us, are frustrated with not being able to help those who have lost so much and are in so much pain. We can't stand idly by. Food is the best way to help the victims and support the relief effort. We have a plan for any of you who would like to partner with us in providing food in this desperate time of need. We've built a 7-day emergency food package containing breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a whole week for one adult valued at $60. Your $25 will ship this life-saving supply directly to those in need. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. The food is contributed at considerably less than cost. Thank you.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Not surprised, not everything lasts. It's not even raining in the oil patch today. This is really the headline right now. The weather headline says, what? A day without rain? A day without clouds? Can this be? And our friends in the oil patch really have, they've endured the rain more than we have. Because we've at least had a little reprieve of sunshine over part of the weekend. Even though it was still cool, you know. But anyway, the temps, as I take a look around the region where we're going to be headed today, weather-wise, let me give you a little bit of a preview. And again, there is a little bit of sunshine here. So isn't that a nice thing to know? Emailer here says, it'd be nice if it would stop raining so I could get my garden in and growing. Well, yeah, it's one thing. I think you'll eat with or without your garden, but I tell you what, some growers out there are making the very same argument you are, emailer, but their livelihood's at stake here, right? Tough year, whether they're going to actually have a product to take to market. Here's the forecast that we're looking at, and as I mentioned, we'll start with the oil patch because it's actually sunny there today. 66. North wind at 6 to 8. That's the other thing. The winds have been just whipping around. The wind is just, you know, day in and day out, the same old deal. So today, a nice change. Sunny skies, light wind, high near 66. Not exactly a June 5th temp, but not bad. Partly cloudy, 48 tonight. Southeast wind around 6. Tomorrow, sunny at a high near 69. Again, a light wind. Thursday night, looking partly cloudy, low about 51. Friday, sunny and 75. So, see, we're just inching up there. The winds will pick up a dip on Wednesday, and then there is a chance of showers again on Friday night. Did I say Wednesday? Friday, mostly sunny, high near 75. Winds pick up Friday, and then Friday night, chance of showers and thunderstorms, and low around 57. Again, a chance of precip Friday night around 60%. All right, let's check the valley. Showers today. Cloudy, 63 for a high. There again, not very June-like. North-northeast wind at 6 to 10. New precip amounts won't be a lot. We're talking about a tenth of inch possible today. Tonight, slight chance of showers early in the evening, mostly cloudy, low around 46. Cool again. We'll have northeast winds at 5 to 10. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high near 67. East-northeast wind at 3 to 6, but you notice I didn't say rain. Thursday night, partly cloudy, low about 49. Winds calm, no rain. Friday, sunny 73, no rain. And then Friday night, again, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. So a little bit of a change there, which we'll take. Now let's run through where we're looking at temperature-wise as we speak. 55 degrees. The rain showers are continuing right now, and again, heading for that high in the 60s. But we'll be pretty much, it'll be noon before we hit the 60s, but rain shower forecast through about 5 this afternoon. At least a slight chance that rain keeps rolling there. So, 55 degrees and showers as we speak, and don't have my current temps up for the off patch. Let me add those so I can update you on where we're at this very moment. Feel negligent if we aren't at least telling you what the current temperature is, and we're looking at 54 degrees with the sunshine. So I am pleased to tell you that. What's on your mind coming up momentarily? We'll open up the phone lines. A couple of guests will join us, one on a wonderful event for veterans. Do you thank Vietnam vets when you see them? I sure hope you do. Still consider it one of the great black marks in American history that we as a country didn't separate out, you know, bad policy from the men and women of the United States Armed Forces sent to do a job. Oh, it pains me. It really does. The Mayo Clinic a few months ago saw an individual with a Vietnam vet hat on. Had a little downtime between appointments, as he did. Went over and struck up a conversation and said, you know what, can I shake your hand? Thank you for your service. He said, you're not going to call me a baby killer? And that sparked a conversation. Can you imagine fellow Americans calling a soldier a baby killer? It's unbelievable. So I am enamored with the idea that we are doing a thank you both for Vietnam and Korean War veterans on Saturday. We'll talk with someone that'll be integral to that program and himself a Vietnam vet that's been through some tough deals. Looking forward to that. Top law enforcement officer in North Dakota, the U.S. Attorney Tim Purdon, on Native American crime and lottery scams. He and Wayne Stengem teaming up to make sure there's some awareness about a spike in the amount of the lottery scams. Again, I have a hard time imagining people falling prey to this, but maybe if we let people know to be aware of it and how the scam works, they'll think better of it. So, and we'll also talk about the big story of the week in higher education in North Dakota, that the chancellor of the university system, Ham Shravani, said, I've had enough. This guy was put through more crap, including literally crap on his front yard, according to a story that Valley News Live unearthed. So we're going to talk about that as well. And the buyouts, 800-228-8255. 1-800-520-0550 to weigh in on these topics and tell us what's on your mind. Anything goes. You want answers? We'll get them for you. Coming up. Stay tuned.
We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
Select Energy Services, an industry leader in innovative and efficient end-to-end water solutions and well site services, is looking for experienced Class A CDL drivers with clean driving records and water hauling experience. At Select, we believe our most valuable assets are the hardworking employees that we are proud to call our team. We offer excellent benefits and competitive wages. To apply, contact our Williston office at 701-875-5500 or visit selectenergyservices.com. Select Energy Services, one source for total water solutions.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton. And weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.